This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. There is only one story in Hollywood today. Oscar nominations were announced this morning. The two most nominated films, with 9 apiece, are the Iraq war drama The Hurt Locker and the 3D extravaganza Avatar. Joining us to run through who made the cut and who didn't is our own Bob Mondello. And Bob, one big change in the process this year, not 5 nominees for Best Picture, but 10 nominees.
That's right. They wanted to make the playing field a little bit bigger because last year The Dark Knight did not get nominated. And they were actually, that was the most popular picture of last year. They were worried that no one would watch the Oscar cast as a result. If you were doing it last year, my guess is that the 5 that would have gotten nominated are Avatar and Hurt Locker, Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, a World War II picture, Precious, about a troubled Harlem teenager, and Up in the Air, which had George Clooney in a comedy about a frequent flyer with intimacy issues. Mm-hmm. So what do we get out of those other 5? Well, you get a big box office hit, Up, the animated picture. You get another big box office hit, The Blind Side, a football movie. Also, A Serious Man and Education, both very small pictures, one by the Coen brothers, the other a British dramedy, I suppose. And you also get a South African picture, and it's not the one everybody was predicting. Everybody thought it was going to be Invictus. Instead, it is District 9.
Now, to everyone's surprise, the ship didn't come to a stop over Manhattan or Washington or Chicago, but instead coasted to a halt directly over the city of Johannesburg.
That's a spaceship we're talking about, and the plot of that movie is actually has a lot of similarities to Avatar. So you got a bunch of interesting pictures, and some of them were very big box office hits. My guess is that the Oscars will be watched by a lot of people this year.
Best Actress category, Bob. One name that is no surprise, no stranger to the Oscar stage, and why am I almost yawning when I say the words Meryl Streep as Julia Child in Julie and Julia?
I'm Julia Child. Bon appetit.
Yes, well, that's almost more an impersonation than acting, I think. The other nominees were Helen Mirren in Last Station, Carrie Mulligan in An Education. She was kind of wonderful. Gabouri Sidibe in Precious, and Sandra Bullock. Now, before Sandra Bullock got nominated for The Blind Side, I would not have guessed that you could get an Oscar nomination for being annoying for 2 hours.
You have no idea what this boy's been through, and if this is going to become some running diatribe, I can find an overpriced salad a lot closer to home.
People love this movie.
Yeah, absolutely, and 3 cheers for her. I'm delighted for her. But again, actors push other actors out of categories when they get nominated, and I think there were better performances this year.
In the Best Actor category, Bob, there's been a lot of talk for, gosh, it seems since even before the film came out, for Jeff Bridges as the character Bad Blake, a washed-up country singer in the film Crazy Heart.
And he is phenomenal. He really is.
Never won an Oscar.
Right. He's been nominated a number of times. I think his only real competition in this category is Colin Firth in A Single Man. But again, I think he deserves to get it.
Other nominees would be George Clooney, Morgan Freeman, and Jeremy Renner. You're not putting any money on any of them.
No, I mean, I liked all the performances. Sometimes there's a favorite, and the favorite is perfectly legit this time.
Bob, you've seen all these movies, 100 more, I guess, in the past year. What's missing from the Oscar list, do you
think? Well, a lot of things, really. I would have loved to have seen in the Best Picture category, because it's the year of Avatar, I would have loved to have seen some smaller pictures. It would have been nice to see In the Loop there, a very funny British comedy that's a sort of a bureaucratic comedy about a run-up to war. I loved The Messenger, which is a very small picture about the men who deliver the news to families who have lost someone overseas. And the people who got pushed out by Meryl Streep and Sandra Bullock in Best Actress are Abbie Cornish, who was just magnificent as the muse for poet John Keats in the picture Bright Star, and Emily Blunt was very effective as a teenage queen in The Young Victoria. So you lost those. I have trouble getting terribly upset if the Oscars leave things out because they so frequently leave things out.
Why should this year be any different?
Right.
Bob, thanks so much.
It's always a pleasure.
NPR's Bob Mondello, and we've featured many of these nominees on NPR News over the past year. There's a special podcast of those interviews, along with lots more Oscar coverage. That's at npr.org.